I think one of the worst feelings you could ever have in sales is when you feel certain emotions and maybe you feel kind of frustrated with the results and the activities that you're engaged in, and you have all these other people kind of around. You turn that frown upside down and these people just overly optimistic and everything else. And my style is a little bit different. I mean, well, first of all, I mean, let's all acknowledge we really can't pay the bills on negativity. We can't sit around pissing and moaning about our profession. And I had better not be doing it, because not only, I mean, is it kind of a bad role for a sales trainer and a thought leader to take on, but I mean, it's just kind of weird that, you know, after 33, 34 years that I would be spreading a negative message. But something has to be acknowledged, and it's that at times being a sales rep can absolutely suck. And let me tell you why. I mean, sometimes we have people who are absolutely taking their time. They have zero urgency. And meanwhile, not to be selfish, we get graded on results. We cannot pay our bills on people telling us someday and, you know, call me back tomorrow, only to call me back next week. Call me back after the holidays, everybody's favorite. Also, we have people that we deal with who push back, and they're really skeptical, and they need all this type of assurances and, you know, all these guarantees, and they're pushing back with all kinds of objections. And this next one has got to be everybody's favorite. We have people who go absolutely silent. And I think the only thing more frustrating than somebody going silent on you, a prospect, is somebody who goes silent on you, who was the one who initiated contact. It's like, wow, I mean, just like tell me no or tell me yes or tell me something, but just like to blow me off, right? It's just, it's like that waiting, right? It can really suck, because we're in a bad position when we're waiting, because, I mean, first of all, I mean, again, being very selfish, we have bills to pay. We might be in a situation where the boss is saying, hey, you got to step it up. I mean, told you have to perform, you're not performing. And that kind of becomes frustrating, because it'd be easier to have that conversation, believe it or not. You know, or actually, it'd be easier to kind of accept that scenario if you didn't have anything going on. But what makes it very frustrating is you have all these things going on, but nothing's closing. Nothing's getting across the finish line. But also, too, aside from people going silent, you have people telling you no. I mean, that's a very big part of being a sales rep. And by the way, nobody made any of us any promises that it was going to be all fun and all, you know, games and just, you know, going out to lunch and expensing some Jack Daniels on the rocks and walking away with the big deal, kind of like, you know, madman style. And then meanwhile, it's year end. And I mean, if you guys are like me, I got to fess up and tell you guys something. My kids are now, like, at the point, like, I shouldn't be calling them kids anymore. My oldest is going to be 24 pretty soon. And I have another one going on 22, another one going on 21, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Another one going on 20. It's like I just shaved, added a year there. But, ever since they were little, once, like, September rolled around, I started counting my paychecks to the end of the year. And I'm wondering, as you listen to this, or, you know, as everybody listens to this, how many people here have been counting their paychecks? And I'm still doing it. And meanwhile, like, my kids are, like, you know, they're grown. It's not like, you know, like they're really little and they're going to think Santa doesn't love them or something like that. And meanwhile, I'm like no longer in that type of dire financial need like I was when I started that habit. But just, you know, coming up on the holidays, we tend to count the paychecks and everything else. And it can be a little bit frustrating. And my whole point of this today is not to sit here and commiserate with you. There is absolutely no money to be made and us being negative and just having, you know, a piss and moan fest. But I do want to encourage you to do something about it, if any of those things resonated with you. And for the longest time now, for like the last 2 weeks over on yoursalesplaybook.com, I've been talking about sharing a ton of content on how to close more deals. And I've given away a lot of free stuff too, not just the blog posts, But what I've also done is I've given away a few PDFs, an audio sales lesson. So a lot of things to make you better at closing the deal. But the other thing that I've been talking about is we have a webinar that's coming up, and it's actually coming up tomorrow, November 16th. At 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And the one quick timeout I just want to have right now with you guys. If you happen to be listening to this after the 16th, or as you heard me say the date, you're like, oh my gosh, Castain, you know, it would have been better if you gave us some notice, but like, I can't make it. You can still sign up anyway. And I'm going to send you the webinar replay, all the cool templates that I've designed for this. I have these really cool email templates I'm going to tell you about to help expedite deals. You're going to get everything. But let me tell you what I'm going to be sharing. And you can make a decision if this is something that might help you at least feel like you're taking some control back. I mean, isn't that the hardest thing for a salesperson to deal with, when we feel like we don't have control, when we feel like we have all these pending deals, or we can't get people to have the urgency and move these deals forward and get them to close before year end? I mean, it's a tad frustrating. So what we're going to be sharing during our How to Close More Deals webinar, first of all, 30 ways to get in front of people who are like higher probability prospects. Think about that for a minute. I mean, haven't we all dealt with people? It's like they have no urgency. It's like, you know, it's like they think they have forever here to do the deal. And you know, I'm going to be like a skeleton by the time this deal closes. We're going to talk about 12 insurance policies that you need to take out on the front end that's going to make closing a deal a lot easier. And I think that's an important way to attack this topic of closing more deals. Because many times we talk about things in sales, and sales trainers do this a lot, that really treat symptoms and that are more a reaction to things instead of taking control of it from the moment you say hello to somebody. So we're also going to talk about 12 ways for you to proactively reduce doubt and skepticism and objections. We're going to talk about how to ask for the business without going into some cheesy closing technique. I mean, you would think that somebody doing a webinar on how to close more deals is going to have all these closing techniques for you. I'm really not. I'm going to talk about things on the front end you should be doing, how to get in front of people, have a higher probability of buying. And I think that's going to like solve a lot of the problem for you. And to do a lot of things so that when the time comes to ask for the business, it really is the next logical step. So you don't need a lot of fluff. But even so, just in case that didn't impress you right there, because I'm hoping it didn't impress you, what I do have is I absolutely have one question that I ask that just works like a charm. I mean, it's a closing technique, but it really doesn't come across as a closing technique. We're going to talk about, I mean, because in an ideal world, a sales trainer will teach you about how to close more deals, and everybody would sign with you, right? And this person like would be like awesome in your eyes. But being that I'm human, I have to acknowledge that as good as I'd like to think I am, I haven't figured out a way to get everybody to say yes to you every time. But believe me, when I do, my wife's going to have to divorce me because of the size of my ego. And I'm going to be pretty damn wealthy, because I think you guys are going to be like lining up and buying even more of the stuff that you guys have been buying from me. But meanwhile, I mean, how do we handle somebody telling us your price is too high and wanting to negotiate? How about those people who want to run it by their boss? And especially like when we were talking about all these like little frustrating things before, I mean, don't you love it when somebody has to run it by their boss? But meanwhile, you were a good sales rep earlier in the process and you asked them about the person who's making the decision. No, you can talk to me. I make the decision. Now, all of a sudden, there's this mystery person that has just appeared, which is amazing. Like, you should be impressed that they were able to produce a decision maker just like that. I mean, if I could produce things just like that, I would be even wealthier than if I invented a way for you guys to sell everything every single time. But we're also going to talk really in general about, not even in general, very specifically about when people go silent. And I mentioned that before, how frustrating that is. They're not getting back to you. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a plan really from the word no, but also how to keep in touch throughout this entire process without calling to check in and sounding like your competitors. So if you'd like to learn more, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore. yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore. It's the last time I'm going to be offering it this year. I don't know when in 2018 I'm going to be offering it, if at all, because, you know, I really don't. I've offered this one a few times now, and I don't really like to keep offering the same things. So if you want to learn more, one more time, yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore. But I really want to push you on this. And if you find yourself saying, yeah, but I'm busy tomorrow, remember, I've removed that excuse from the equation here. We will send you, when I say we, I mean like my entire staff consisting of Paul Castain, me. That's my entire staff. I am going to send you the webinar replay, and then you could simply watch it at your convenience. But just keep in mind, we're coming up on year end. And if you could even get one more deal across the finish line because you learned just one thing from me, I'm thinking you're going to make back that money that you just spent on the webinar. So come visit us at yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore. And as always, I look forward to learning with you. Talk to you soon.